Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy spring. I hope you all remember to set your clocks forward. I'm so thankful for my friend Charlie because he keeps me aware of what is happening. So, happy spring. This is our first show for the season, and March is a very busy month for us, and I'll be telling you in a moment all the amazing things that we'll be doing for this month of March.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, again, as I mentioned, happy Sunday not too long ago. But I have some important dates for you that is coming up. I want to say congratulations to all of the female entrepreneurs and female small business owners, because March is the month when we celebrate Women's History Month, and also it is Women Entrepreneurial Month. So I'm very excited about that, and to be part of this opportunity and to be able to highlight some female entrepreneurs. So here we go. On the 11th coming up, on Wednesday the 11th coming up, we'll be featuring a great number of diverse female entrepreneurs, and that show airs at 10 a.m. and we go through 12 noon. So we have a few women. I think so far we have 8 or 9 women that will be coming on telling you about what they do and why they do it. So I encourage you, excuse me, to join the conversation there, because who knows? You might be listening to these women and it helps you to ignite your passion. On next Sunday evening, the 15th, I have a friend of mine from Canada, and he's coming on to talk about past life regression. So if that's something you're interested in, I want you to join us. And then on the 18th, I have Janine Barlow from Barlow Enterprises, and she's coming on to talk about the importance of creating curriculums that can give you multiple streams of income. You know, sometimes you have an idea and you're just using it one way. Well, she's coming on to show us how we can create curriculums that will help us to do multiple streams of income. So that's on the 18th. Yes, my throat was a bit dry, so I just had to get me a sip of water. Pardon me for that. And then on the 25th, that's the big celebration when we celebrate 6 years on this platform. And I have a few experts that are coming back to share with us and to share with you what they are doing. We have Sylvia Sultanfuss. She's a mental health counselor and educator out of Atlanta, Georgia. I have Dr. Dolores Presley. She's founder of the Up Woman out of Canton, Ohio. And then we have from Detroit, Michigan, we have Dr. Sabrina Jackson, and she's a people expert. Then we have from New York City, Mr. James Nemley. He's the CEO and president of the Extraordinary Business Development. Then we have Miss Max Jones from Pittsburgh, and she is intuitive. And then we have Willie Crawford, who is the go-to expert for joint ventures. And I think I'm waiting to confirm her, Deborah Hardnett, who is the founder of Deborah Hardnett International. So those are the experts that will be joining me on the 25th to celebrate 6 years anniversary and this platform. I also want to encourage and remind you to connect with me on social media, because I want to see the conversation continues on social media when we are through with the shows. I want to connect with you there. So on Facebook, Daphne-Clark-Hudson. Twitter, I am Dynamic Daphne. LinkedIn, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. So let's connect there and see how we can continue to build the relationships and keep adding value. I hope you're enjoying my daily videos that I have out there on YouTube and on Facebook. I would love to hear from you about your thoughts on it and whether you're finding some value in it. All right, so for today's episode, we will be speaking about making the unusual commitments to live your dreams and your vision. Are you willing to do what you have never done to live your big dreams? I want you to join me and call in on this episode and let us talk about that. Okay? I also, this episode came about because of a personal experience that I am going through. I hired a new coach, and this is the year that I have some extremely large goals. And I decided that in order for me to accomplish the goals and the challenges that I was faced with, I needed to do some extraordinary things. This is the first year that I had numerous vision boards. My vision board for my intentions went from 2015 and beyond, because there were huge intentions that I had set on there. Then for the first time in my life, I created a vision board of the trips I want to do during my lifetime. I've never done that before. And then I have two more vision boards that is focusing on my career and the systems and programs that I seek to accomplish. Well, although I have my vision boards in place, I have some action plan, and I have goals that I have set, which I am going to be speaking about more on today. We're going to be speaking about goal setting. I want to share something I myself discovered back in February. I think it was around about the first week in February. I realized that in order for me to accomplish the goals that I have set out for myself, not only do I need to increase my focus and commitment, however, I need to do something that I have never, ever done before. Because, you know, when you commit to one thing, it helps you to commit to numerous things. And there's one person that says, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So if you're a slacker on one thing of your life, that's the same way you're going to do everything. So as I thought about all of those things, and I thought about working with the new coach and listening to what she was saying, and you know, we're brainstorming and all the things that I'm looking to do. I went out to an event out in California, and while I was out there, in the midst of an activity, it came to me as strongly as I am speaking to you right now that in order for me to accomplish the goals that I have set out for myself, I needed to commit to something drastic. And this something was to do 90 days of raw vegan diet. I have never gone vegan, although it has been quite a while that I have not had red meat. And I thought about it, and I said, well, I'm going to go for it. Already, the only thing I need to program myself about was not cooking, because and I was very creative in the way I cook, and some of the things I cook could be considered vegan. My downfall there is that I was cooking everything, and I was also eating wild salmon. So now, for this commitment, it would require me to not cook, to eat completely raw, and it needed to be vegan. All right, so I thought about it. I wrote it down in my journal while I was out there. And I said, well, let me experiment while I was out there. And out there, they have a lot of healthy lifestyle of eating. They have, you can go into the restaurants, you can get vegan, you can get vegetarian, you can get everything. Not like where we are here in Connecticut, where I've never seen a vegan restaurant anywhere. But it became clear to me that I had to become creative because I need to have the right amount of nutrition going into my body. And I like quality food. So I knew that as I work on my goals and stay committed to my business, I would also need to be committed to this lifestyle awakening in the eating department. So I started off on that. I also have a 100-day challenge from my new coach. So here I am taking on 190 days of new commitment to things that I have never done before. And I'm here. I'm proud to announce that I am on day 25 of my raw vegan. And I am very creative. My energy is at peak. And I'm feeling so good about what I am doing. The interesting thing about it, when I share with some people my new commitment, what I'm doing, the first thing they ask me is how much weight I've lost. And I said I wasn't doing it for the weight loss. I know how much I weigh, and at the end of 90 days, I will check to see how much I weigh then. But when I explained to them, I have a lot of inner work that I had to do, and this was part of me being totally in and totally committed. They were slightly floored to see. So here I am. I'm asking you that question. Are you willing to do things that you have never done in order to live your big dreams? In other words, how radical are you ready to become to make sure that you can live your dreams? I tell you, once you start working on these bigger goals and the commitments, of course the struggles and the challenges are going to keep popping up. But you have to stay committed and you have to stay true to that which you are fully committed to. So I just wanted to share that experience with you, because more than likely, someone who will be listening to this might find themselves at the crossroads sometimes in their life where they needed some encouragement. And that's the reason why I share that with you. I mean, yours might not be vegan. Yours might be alcohol. It might be dessert, whatever it is. I just want to tell you, it is going to worth it for you to follow through on that. All right, so I want to speak about some tips I want to go by here as you are thinking about goal setting for yourself. So I want to give you a few key points here. Some of them you are probably familiar with, so you can look at them as reminders. And some you probably have never thought about before. So whatever category you are in, just look on these as tools to put in your toolkit. State each goal as a positive statement. Express your goal positively. execute this tech well is a much better goal than don't make stupid mistakes. You know, I pulled this one because I had a client and she would always use that statement. You know, oh, she says, Dr. Daphne, I want to do all I can, but I don't want to keep making stupid mistakes. And I said, stupid mistakes by whose evaluation? And when we peel that back, we realize that that went back way to age 9, when she was always told about making stupid mistakes. And here she was at age 43, and she was still holding on to that part of the statement. So watch yourself. Look out for the baggages that you take in with you and how you can use them to derail your present vision and goal. Be precise. Set precise goals. Put in dates, times, and amounts so that you can measure your achievement. If you do this, you will know exactly when you have achieved the goal. Please, satisfaction for having achieved it. You know, you can't set a goal and say, oh, you know, whenever. Whenever. Oh, I don't know when. Whenever it happens. No. We need to set precise goals. All right? Set priorities. When you have several goals, give each of the goals a priority. This helps you to avoid feeling overwhelmed by too many goals. And this helps to direct your attention to the most important ones. This is why it is so important to have a coach or a mentor, because this is a very important process as you prioritize your goals, and you can have your coach or your mentor to assist you in prioritizing them. They won't tell you what to do, but they can be a sounding board that as you flush out things. And that will help you to figure, okay, all right, I want to do this in the next 3 months, and then that one I'm going to leave for 6 months, and then a year, and so on, and vice versa. And as you accomplish things from the priority list, then you find out that you can start to switch things around. Write goals down. This crystallizes them and gives them more force. Write it down. You know, for those of you who have been supporting me for a while, you know one of my favorite books is Write It Down and Make It Happen. Write it down, write it down, write it down. This is why you have your journals, you know. Have them of all different sizes so that even in your purse you have a small one. Okay? Keep operational goals small. Keep the low-level goals you are working on towards small and achievable. If a goal is too large, then it can seem that you are not making any progress. So, even the big goals that I'm working on, it's like bite size. It's like you have a large potato and you cut it up in bite size. This way it's manageable. And it's the same way for your goals. Don't get overwhelmed with it. Cut them up in manageable sizes. You know, you might find out that you put them in daily increments. That will help you to accomplish them. Instead of looking at it for 3 months and you say, oh, I will never make that. But you know that today I have to do this and today I have to do that. And you can check it as soon as you have completed that. Keeping goals small and incremental gives you more opportunity for reward. It's important to reward yourself, no matter how small the accomplishment is. Reward yourself. Reward yourself. It might be a little ice cream. It might be a manicure or a pedicure. You know, reward yourself for the goals that you have accomplished. All right? The number to call, I did not I didn't tell you the number to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. You know, people probably say sometimes, they say that, I don't have to set goals. I am not in a career and I'm not in a business. However, so long as you are alive and you are breathing, you need to plan the way you want to live your life. Because if you don't do that, you're going to find out that you're going to start living your life and it's like you're living it like the tornado popping you here, bouncing you there back and forth. So it is important to learn how to set effective goals both for your personal lives and for your work and career. And if you have large families too, you are probably finding out that oftentimes you are setting goals for them as well. You know, especially if you have children, and I know one of the things I hear my clients that have large families talk about, it's their vacation plans. As the children aged, then it becomes more challenging for them to do family vacation, because you know what? Parents want, that is not what the teenagers want. So it is always a process of negotiation in which to find something that everyone in the family can enjoy. And that's another method of goal setting. Many people feel as if they are adrift in the world. They work hard, but they don't seem to get anywhere worthwhile. Well, that is a good reason to start planning and setting goals. A key reason for that, why you feel that way, is that you haven't spent enough time thinking about what you want for your life, and you haven't set yourself up with formal goals. You know, you can't just get up and think that things are going to keep falling in your lap. That's not the way it happened. You have to plan. And the plan is not engraved in your skin. It's not carved in your skin, because you got to be flexible. We got to be flexible in the things that we are doing. You know, there are some times when we set out to do major things and life happens and we have to go back to the drawing board to make sure we can modify that which we were set out to do. I have found out that in my life over the years, goal setting is a powerful process for me. For me to think about where I want my future to be, ideally. You know, what do I want my future to be like? You know, we all do it, even as young girls. I don't know whether it was just me or not. I don't know if you can recall as a young girl. Most of us as young girls talk about, oh, by age 21, we are going to marry, we're going to have a house, we're going to do all of that. And for some of us, we get to 30, 35, 40, 45, some 50, and still never find that Prince Charming. But what we do, we keep modifying the time a little more. And until we accomplish our goal. We just need to keep remembering. If we can all think back to our childhood, we will understand that goal setting is not new to us. We just get stressed out once we become career individuals or business owners. But we have been setting goals our entire lives. You think as a child, you go out with your parent and they don't want to buy candy for you, but you want some candy and you set your goal that we are not coming out of that store unless mommy buys some candies. And you find every creative way to make sure that your mom will buy that candy for you. Well, that same enthusiasm and that same zeal that you were dealing with your mother is with, it's the same way you need to go into this goal setting for your business or for your adult life. By knowing precisely what you want to achieve, you know where you have to concentrate your efforts on. You'll also quickly spot distractions that can easily derail you as you do that. And somebody might be saying, but why? Why should I set goals? I would highly recommend that you find one of those top athletes and ask them why set goal. If you speak to every high-level athlete who is a successful business person as well, you know that they are all high achievers. They are playing the game and they are getting endorsements, but they all have fragrance, they have clothing lines, and they have book deals, and they have a lot of things. You think that just happened by happenstance? No. It happens because they set their goals to diversify their brand. And that's what we need to do as well. We need to diversify our brand so we can be sure to get every reward that is out there for us. There are some of us that is looking to help other children. For example, I have a nonprofit in Jamaica. And one way of giving back, yes, I'm getting donations. However, whatever I make, a percentage of what I make goes to that breakfast feeding program. And it helps to motivate me to go out there and make a difference and to touch lives. And every goal that I set, the long-term ones, is to help me to impact that breakfast feeding program that I am doing. And for you, it might be someplace in Africa. It might be in Haiti. It might, yes, still be in Jamaica too. However, You know exactly what it takes to motivate you in order to get the result that you are going. You got to set your goals, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, when you're highly motivated and you focus on your acquisition of knowledge in the area that you are working on, it helps you to organize your time and your resources so that you can make the very most of your life. When you set goals, you don't have to have trial and error, because you already know exactly what you are set out to do and how you are going to do it. And this is why you have coaches and mentors that hold you accountable. So once you have those people that are holding you accountable, then you're not falling off the bandwagon as if you are just doing it as a lone ranger. I have found out for myself that when I set sharp and clearly defined goal, I can measure and I can take pride in my achievement, no matter how small those achievements are. Can see forward progress in what I have started to accomplish. And sometimes it seems like a long, pointless grid. However, I will always raise the bar, and it helps my self-confidence in the process. As I recognize my own ability and competence in achieving the goals that I have set for myself, then I can place different tools in my toolbox that will help me to work with the clients or the people that I mentor. For me, as I mentioned earlier on in the conversation, when I share about the trips and things that I am doing, it was important for me to do that because I will tell you, I'll make one more confession, that over the years, it used to be this, that when I go to conferences, I would go maybe 2 or 3 days before the conference, and I stay 4 days or 2 days or 3 days after the conference, and that used to be my vacation. However, 2015, I came into this year knowing that I deserve more. So that was why I started to set my personal goals separately from my business goal, and that's why I have a different vision board for my personal goals on it. I have come to realize that unless I can experience optimum value in my life and just do the best for me and experience the best, then I'm selling myself short and I won't be able to do the best for my clients. I have learned to set my goals on a number of different levels. What I do, I enjoy taking quiet time. And I would take quiet time, I would sit and I would create the big picture of that goal in my mind. I realize that this goal will require X amount of time. Once I visualize it, the next thing I do, I make sure my heart takes that over, takes the goal over from my head into my heart. You're probably asking me why that is important to me. Because once the goal is cemented in my heart, that is at my authentic place. So the naysayers and all those things inside of my head is not going to tell me, yeah, you can't do that. You can do this. You do this and you do that and you the other. Once I have it cemented in my heart and the noises start in my head, I can say with conviction, shut up, because you have no control over me, mine. And I can go to my authentic place and I can keep recommitting. Then after I have it cemented in my heart, then I break it down into small and target goals. Do I need to do to hit this lifetime goal? What do I have to do to hit this career goal? And this new lifestyle of eating is one of those things. Because I know if for 90 days I can go without cooking and eating, and I can pass the ice cream shop and the cookie places and all of those things, and if I can stay true to eating all whole foods raw, I know that I'll be able to accomplish the goals that I am working on, because I stay fully committed. Once I have put my plan in place, I start working on it to achieve the goals. This is why I start the process of setting goals by looking at my long-term lifetime goals. Then I will work down the list of the things that I can do right now. I can say, all right, this I can do in the next 3 months. This is the next 6 months, and the list goes on and on. So work on it and see what works for you. Because it is very important for you to have clarity in everything that you are doing. Yes, it is important to set lifetime goals, because we all have great potential. But if we still just keep going around and we're not focusing on the long-term goals, then we don't know what is lifetime goals and what is short-term goals. All right? Now, here are on my list of lifetime goals. Here are some of the things that I am working on. I'm working on building my career and my business. I came into this year, 2015, asking myself, what level do I want to reach in my business? What are some systems that I want to put in place can help me to achieve the goals and to make a difference in the lives of the people that I serve? The next thing on my lifetime goal is my financial commitment. One of the big things under that is to be debt-free. Then, what is it going to take for me to be debt-free? Those are the things I have to look at. How much do I want to earn each month? How is this related to my career goals? You can see, because I have to have systems that are functional, and I need to be paid the right amount in order to earn enough money in order to be financially stable and to become debt-free. So you see how both of those things tie in together? The next thing on my list is education. And yes, you're probably saying, she's 60-something, why is she talking about education? I got to keep myself well-informed. Education does not necessarily mean you are going to an academic institution, but it simply means that you keep yourself involved in your industry. You read books about your industry. You go to events about your industry. You get the journals about your industry and keep yourself fresh. Acquire the particular information that you need and the skills in order to achieve your goals and to be able to serve your clients well. You have to need to be committing certain amount towards your education every month, because if you don't do that, then your clients are going to outgrow you and you won't know what to do. All right? The next thing on my list is family. I'm already a parent, and my son lives in a different country from me. One of the things that I put this year on my list is how we are going to be able to spend more time together. Is it that I'm going to go to Jamaica, or he's going to come here, or we're going to meet somewhere else? But it is important for us to spend more time together, because we have not been doing that over the years. For you, you are listening, you might be at a younger stage where you have not yet started a family. And you are probably asking yourself the question, do I want to be a parent? How am I going to be able to manage that with doing my business and the rest of things that I'm doing for myself? All right? Couple of years ago, I think 2 years or so ago, I went into Michael's, which is a craft store, and I bought an easel. And I bought the easel because I had all the intentions of doing some painting. And the easel is still in the case. I did not take it out yet. And I am starting this year to just have some fun and start to paint some things. I don't know what it's going to look like, but that's all right. I just want to be able to start create some things, right? I have on my list attitude, because my attitude is part of my mindset. And if it is not the right attitude, it can hold me back. So I have to continuously ask myself, is there any part of my behavior that is not right? Okay, So what happened? I have to keep looking in the mirror. I have to keep doing inventory of myself. And you probably are thinking the same thing about yourself. You got to keep a check of what's happening. Because if you're going on every day and you're not keeping inventory and keeping yourself in check, and somebody else will always have to be bringing it to your attention, it's going to be too late. It is going to be too late. The other thing on my list that I'm focusing on is my physical activities. You all know me like a book that I am not committed to regular exercise. This is the year that I have made the commitment to do more. So it's just walking. I am going to be doing more of that. And when it gets warmer, then I'm going to take my bike to the park and I'm going to do a little biking on that again. All right? The next thing on my list is another P word, and it's pleasure. How do I want to enjoy myself? I'm going to find some ways of going out. I was speaking with my friend last night, and she told me, oh, in the spring and summer, she works at the winery. I said, oh, I need to come up there when they have wine tasting and meet some people. So find out what is going on in your area and find some way of enjoying yourself and have some pleasure in your life. You know, go to the movie. Just go out. I'm laughing because the only thing I do in the summer, I have a ball when I go to the farmer's market. It's a day trip for me. It's an excursion for me. I go to every stall and I have conversation with the farmers about the produce and everything like that. But I have to up the quality of my pleasure this year. Next thing on my list is public service. And right now I do two things. This is one of them. The radio show is one of them. And I have the TV show that I do here in Danbury, Connecticut. And it's also in Newtown and Bridgeport. So those two public service I am continuing. And I am looking to start one more podcast, so I'll see how that works out. All right, the phone lines are open, 646-915-8166. If you guys in the chat room have any question, please type it in the bottom portion of the screen, and I will address it. Or if you want to call in 646-915-8166, please do so, and I will answer your question. We have 32 minutes remaining in this conversation. All right? Again, 646-915-8166. I want to share something with you about a SMART goal setting. A useful way of making goals more powerful is to use the SMART mnemonic. While there are plenty of variants out there, I like this particular one. I learned about this when I started coaching with the Coaching Institute with Dr. Shad Hamstetter. Smart, and it is S-M-A-R-T. All right. So SMART, here is what the acronyms go for. S can be for specific or significant. So this is what the breakdown I got when I started working with them. You'll probably have a different one for your S, but S is for specific or significant. The M is for measurable or meaningful. The A is for attainable or action oriented. R is for relevant or rewarding. And the T is for time bound or trackable. And that's the definition of a SMART goal when we say SMART goal and use the SMART system. So again, the S is for specific or significant. M is for measurable or meaningful. A is for attainable or action oriented. R is for relevant or rewarding. And T is for time bound or trackable. So, for example, instead of having to sail around the world as a goal, it's more powerful to say, I have completed my trip around the world by November 20th, 2015. Obviously, this will only be attainable if a lot of preparation has been completed beforehand. So you remember when I spoke not too long ago about the about children ages change and family vacation and all of that. All right. So that was about small goal. And here are a few more tips that I want you to consider as you set your goals. You know, I'm sure as you listen to every teacher, the guidelines that we oftentimes give you, they are broad. However, you can customize them for your needs and your desires. Okay? Just make sure that you use them to set effective, achievable goals. That is what is important. Effective and achievable goals. Be specific. All right? So if you don't take anything else out of this conversation this evening, I want you to consider about using the SMART system. And bear in mind that your goals needs to be effective and achievable. State each goal as a positive statement. Express your goals. Cue this technique well is a much better goal than the statement I had shared before about not making stupid mistakes. Remember that one? Again, I just want to summarize. Be precise about your goal. Set the date and the time on your goal. We spoke about setting priorities for the goals, because some of us have a lot of goals and we get overwhelmed and flustered and sometimes confused. We don't know what to do first. So prioritize them, and once you do that, you write them down. Write it down. A good book to help you with that is Write It Down and Make It Happen. There are some goals that are larger than others, and I mentioned about operational goals, that you should set them as your smaller goals. Because for me, the more I accomplish something, it energizes me to go on to the next thing. All right? So start with the smaller goals that you can accomplish, and then it will give you the energy and the desire to do the larger goals. All right? We spoke about performance goals. Set performance goals, not outcome goals. You should take care of your to set goals over which you have as much control as possible. Right? It is your responsibility, because remember, you will not be able to hold other people accountable for you achieving your goals. So don't set goals that you are going to depend on other people. 90% of what you need to accomplish that goal is dependent on coming from somebody else. Because you are going to be frustrated if that happens. So our goals are our responsibility. It's good when we get some support in that, but we cannot depend on other people for the tools that we need to accomplish our goals. So write that down, because a lot of people are thinking, I'm going to set this goal and I know this person and that person is going to help me and I know it's going to be a piece of cake. It does not work like that. Our goals is coming from inside of us. All the hard work, all the commitment, all the sleepless nights, all the responsibilities are coming from you. For those who have support in accomplishing them, kudos to you. I applaud you. However, you cannot go around and depend on other people to live your dreams for you and to see to it that you accomplish your goals. Set realistic goals, and don't set your goals based on what anybody else is doing. Set your goals because you know that it's tied into your mission and vision of what it is that you are working on. All right? Set your goals, because they are what you need to do to accomplish the vision you have set out for you and the mission.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Yes. So, it's important, as I was saying before I did that commercial, it is important that we set realistic goals that we can achieve. You know, there has been so much noise around us, you know, for all sorts of people in our lives, our family. Some of us have co-workers, parents, society, the media. And they want to set unrealistic goals for us. But again, it's not their thing. It's not their place. So we got to find polite ways of ignoring what they are trying to do. You know, everybody's trying to run your life for you. To find a polite way of letting them know that they are not in charge of your life. You are living your life. You were called to accomplish this, not them. All right? As we focus on achieving our goals, we got to realize that we got to take the time to enjoy the process. We got to make sure that we find satisfaction in everything that we do and are doing. Don't be so busy to enjoy what you have worked for. Take the time, what they say, take the time to smell the roses. Observe the implications of the goal's achievement and observe the progress that you have made towards other goals. You know, turn, listen, your arms are long enough to stretch over your shoulder and to pat your shoulder and say, girl, you have done well. To know that regardless of the size of the goal, each goal is a significant one. Again, I remind you, reward yourself appropriately. All of this will help you to build self-confidence. And what? Each and every one of us deserves that. I can tell you that personally. From someone that has achieved a few goals, which has not always been easy. But I tell you, it feels good every time I accomplish a goal. Can have a smile on my face. I have to tell you about something. The first time I made the Dean's List at Ashford University, I went on my computer and I sent out a massive email to all the people in my contact to tell them that I had made the Dean's List. You're listening to a woman who did not go to regular high school. So to make the Dean's List in college was a big thing for me. But the amazing thing happened, a friend of mine wrote me back and said, you're supposed to make it because you are paying for your own tuition. But to me, I felt great about that accomplishment because I said, here I am in my 50s, in my late 50s, and I can do that. So the opportunities are out there. It is just for us to utilize and embrace them. Another important thing I want to tell you, don't let the goals be so easy that you don't have a challenge to accomplish them. All right? each and every goal that you achieve, step it up a notch. You know, like you on the what they call, there's something that you can tighten when you do the exercise. So you put a little more tension on it. It's the same thing with your goals. Kick it up a notch so that you can get more reward out of it. It's like you're building your muscle. And the more stress you put on it, you can look and you can see, well, oh, look, I'm building some muscles here, right? If the goal that we were working on took a despairing length of time to achieve, make the next goal a little bit easier. So don't tighten it too much. All right? If you learn something that would lead you to change another goal, do so. Remember, I told you the importance of being flexible. None of these goals are carved in your skin. All right? Always set it up so you can modify your goals. Don't get discouraged about what you did not accomplish. Just go back and modify it, knowing that, look at it and say, what lessons did I learn from what did not work this time? And never look at it and call yourself a failure. There are always lessons that you can learn from what worked and what did not work. Know that the goals you're working on, they are for your accomplishments. And you're not working on somebody else's goal. So what if something didn't work this time? You go back, you adjust, you modify it. You put more effort in. Keep going back to that SMART system that I told you about. And make sure that you used all the aspects of that. I want to welcome Lalubil to the show. We have 13 minutes remaining. However, the phone lines, if you have a question you want to ask, can do so. You can type it in the bottom there, or you can call 646-915-8166. We have 13 minutes approximately remaining. We're talking about doing some things that you have never done to achieve some big goals. I hope you'll take the opportunity to listen to the archive segment, and you can get a few tools from there. So with that being said, I want to remind you, I hope this was worth your while to listen. And I want to remind you about the lineup that we have coming up for this week. We have on Wednesday, we have Celebrating Female Entrepreneurs. That's March the 11th from 10 to 12. And we have some amazing women, so we hope you'll join us to hear their stories. And then next Sunday, we have a past life regression. And that is from a friend of mine in Canada, James Kovac. And then on the 18th, we're having Janae Barlow, and she's going to talk about how you can create different curriculums that will be able to generate multiple streams of income. So I'm excited about everything that's happening in March. And on March the 25th, the Litchfield County chapter of the National Association of Professional Women. We will be having our meeting at Ilani's Restaurant, 40 Sherman Hill Road in Woodbury, Connecticut. 40 Sherman Hill Road in Woodbury, Connecticut. That's March the 24th for the dinner meeting and guest speaker. Our guest speaker will be Phyllis Boughton, and she is the owner of Connecticut Bath and Kitchen in Danbury, Connecticut. So I hope you can join us there. The dinner is $25 per female. You need to confirm your attendance with payment. And you can message me at dynamicdaphne@aol.com, or you can call me on the phone, 203-885-5093, and let me confirm that you are attending. Then, on the 25th of March, that's the day when we celebrate 6 years on Blog Talk platform. And I have some experts that are coming back to celebrate with us. We have Willie Crawford. We have James Nemley, Delores Presley, Max Jones, Sylvia Sultanfuss, Sabrina Jackson, and Deborah Hardnett. Those are the experts that will be joining us on the 25th to celebrate our 6th anniversary. Those of you who are local in the Connecticut area, it's that time of year again when we look for host families for the students who are visiting from France. And we have two groups that are coming this year, July 10th through the 30th and August 3rd through the 23rd. We ask that you will help us out. And again, you can message me on Facebook or on the numbers that I gave out before, and let me give you more details about how you can be part of this program. I want to share with you just a thought. That no matter what you are going through right now, whether it's in your personal life or in your business life, I want you to hold the thought that this too will pass. This too will pass. I want for you to take a deep breath, and I want for you to find the lesson in that situation. It doesn't matter how challenging the process appears right now, you will be a winner. The reason that you're going to be a winner, the reason that you're going to see success, is because you have made this commitment to live your dream. Know that the universe is there for you, so you're never alone. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. Don't be prideful about asking for help. Asking for help shows that you are a strong person. Asking for help does not mean that you are weak. No one will know that you need help unless you ask. So, go out there, stay committed to that which you are called to do. It is never over until you stop. And the one thing I want to tell you, when you get tired, I want you to stretch, I want you to grab on tight to that bar, your vision bar. I want you to hold on and know that I am not quitting, no matter what. I am not quitting. I am not giving up because I was called for this. I want to remind you to connect with me on Facebook, connect with me on Twitter, and let us continue the conversation. Let's continue the conversation on Facebook. I want you to connect with me, like my fan page, and let us join forces together so that we can make a difference in the world. Stay long, follow your destiny, and go out there and make great things happen.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Hallelujah.
strong, God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change